This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We all know how important the energy industry is to the state of Louisiana. There's any number of studies that have come out, and the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association has commissioned the most comprehensive economic analysis of Louisiana's industry and energy industry, since the pandemic. And Tommy Fauché, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, joins us to talk to us about it. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. How are you doing on this Friday? Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun over there in the Dome.
Absolutely. The Home and Garden Show, the 68th. I tried to age it a little early at 86, but it's 68 years. They've been in business. It's great. It's a great opportunity. It's a really good opportunity to hear from you because energy's top of mind across this country right now. With a new administration coming into office, they've made it a top priority for them. So the timing of this study couldn't be any better.
Look, I agree. You know, it is. You can't go anywhere. We were in Washington this week with our friends at G&O Inc. talking about energy. You look at the economic development announcements that are happening, the potential for Louisiana, well, for American energy, but particularly for Louisiana energy right now with a very pro-American energy administration in Washington. You couple that with an administration in Baton Rouge that is trying to do its best to position the state to be a pro-energy state. There is significant opportunity. I keep telling everyone, the more you hear people talk about American energy dominance, that's good for Louisiana because we are such a significant part of that larger American energy equation.
Give us a little bit of a 100,000-foot level overview of this study and what makes it different.
Sure. So we commissioned the study towards the latter part of last year. We asked Dr. Stephen Barnes, who runs the Blanco Center at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. He's also a state economist, to really take a look because we wanted our first comprehensive look post-COVID shutdown of where the industry is. And when you look at from a high level, I think first what we're seeing and what I think is a significant takeaway is that when you look at 2023 going into 2024 numbers, we're seeing consistency now for the first time post the 2020 COVID shutdown. And that's good because I think it shows the industry is resilient. confident in what it's doing. Of course, now, as we were just saying, we're seeing the opportunities that lie ahead. But when you look at that 2023 number, what jumps right off the page to me is the oil and gas and energy industry in Louisiana right now is literally generating 25%, a quarter of Louisiana's economy. That's $77.7 billion of added value to our state from what, obviously, I am biased, one of the, you know, the foundational and I think most important industries in the state. That is extremely significant. 25% of the state's economy goes back to our industry. That right there jumps off the page at me first.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have your finger on the pulse of this all the time. That number, I knew it was strong. I had no idea it was that strong. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm pleasantly shocked, but right. I mean, that's a big number.
No, it is. And, you know, what's exciting about it is I think there's more opportunity to grow it.
Yeah.
You know, what we did is, one, we're looking at this high level from a state perspective, extremely important. But then we actually took it and then broke it down by what we're calling into four super regions, if you will. And just so everyone and your listeners know what that looks like, what we're calling the River Corridor region, that's basically from the mouth of the river all the way up the Mississippi River to Baton Rouge and that entire southeast part of the state. Then we have the Bayou region, really all of Lafayette down to Houma, so which obviously is key to our upstream offshore Gulf of America, if you will, oil and natural gas industry. Then we have a large southwest Louisiana region and then northwest Louisiana region where a lot of our natural gas production comes from. And so we're looking at the state picture, but then we're looking in those regions where, you know, really 90% of all the state's energy jobs lie in those four large regions. The river region, going back, think of all the refineries, the petrochemical facilities up and down that river. This doesn't include, by the way, some of the new investments. You have like Venture Global and other, you know, who's down at the mouth of the river, because this is looking back to 2023. But you look at that river corridor first, 130,435 jobs just wow. in that river region, which of course leads Bayou region, 62,000 jobs, you know, right there. I mean, that river corridor, you know, I keep coming back to it, has the highest energy impact. 22%, you know, of the regional impacts come just from oil and gas and energy jobs. Really something that is significant for those communities, and of course that rolls up to help the state.
And when you think about this, if you would, because and then each one of the other regions contribute a significant number too, not only to their regional GDP but to the overall GDP of the state. It's interesting. Can you tie this back to maybe how important this new project relative to the LIT, the Louisiana International Terminal, would be? Because a lot of the products that need to be moved in and out to support your industry is going to come right through containerization, which is how everybody ships everything these days.
Sure. Look, excuse me. I think, you know, when you look at, and this is, I think, extremely important, you know, when we talk about these job numbers, we talk about direct and indirect jobs. So these are jobs of obviously the men and women who are literally working inside the refineries. They're working the offshore rigs down in the Gulf. They're working in some of the LNG facilities that really scatter now the entirety of the Louisiana coast. But this also includes, when you talk about indirect jobs, and sometimes that's indirect sounds insignificant. It's not. These are also the truck drivers, the people who have to build out the infrastructure connected to the industry. So to your point, you know, we work closely with all of our ports. All of our local communities are doing everything from building roads to support systems. Again, that infrastructure. And so I think when you look at these big job numbers, understand that we really do look at it holistically one, because I think it tells a great financial and economic story. But at the same time, I think we, and I always take this extremely personally, we see the impact it has on the worker and the family. And, you know, the jobs that are connected to our industry, whether they're, you know, in supporting us, working directly in for our member companies, those jobs literally can change lives of families when you look at it. And I think that is particularly important. And, you know, that is the effort right now across our state, is to try to create more jobs, bring more people home, keep people here in this state. It's important to our industry and others. And so I think when you look at this and, you know, a lot of the revenues coming from a lot of these jobs and a lot of these investments, you know, just kind of showing you, if you don't look at property taxes, for example, energy right now is contributing almost $3 billion a year in state and local tax revenues. When we come out with the full study, we're going to be looking more at the local property tax pieces, but just significant dollar numbers, which come with those jobs. And again, I think just reach deep into all aspects of the culture and economy of the state.
Absolutely. We got to get to a break. When we come back, Tommy, let's talk about what's next for you guys. When we return, we're visiting with Tommy Fauché, president, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Home Builder Show, the 68th Home and Garden Show. Home and Garden Show. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are at the 68th Home and Garden Show right there at the Craig's Electrical and Generator booth, and we're visiting with Tommy Fauché, president, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, about a recent report, a full economic impact report of the oil and gas industry on the state of Louisiana. The numbers are pretty compelling. $77.7 billion of added value for our state, generating 25% of Louisiana's economy. Tommy, I got, and this report, I think, is going to be totally completed in mid-April. Y'all will continue to digest this and, I guess, look for these future opportunities that you mentioned to try and exploit same to the benefit of the state of Louisiana.
That's absolutely right. We will have the full report here very shortly, by the middle of April. Really going to spend a lot of time in all parts of the state talking about the impacts, you know, what is needed in different regions of the state to continue to capitalize on this clear momentum. Timing, as you know, also works extremely well as the legislature will head back to Baton Rouge in mid-April. Look, when you account for this significant portion of the state's economy, it matters what happens from a state policy perspective. And so we want legislators to know what these impacts are on the state and the communities and districts they represent, so that as they move forward from a policy perspective, they're doing the things that make it possible for business and industry, and particularly the energy industry, to grow. And so we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Clearly, there's a lot happening in that arena. Tomorrow's election. You know, there's going to be debates around energy and carbon capture and severance tax policy. And so, yeah, we want everybody to know the value of the industry across the state and what it means to the state fisc, as well as to the individuals, the hardworking men and women who work for all of our companies.
Tommy, at the federal level, there's a lot of discussions, the reopening of some or furtherance of oil pipelines that have been shut down under the previous administration, further exploration opportunities on federal lands and things of that nature. How much of an impact will those issues have for us here in Louisiana?
Look, I mean, I'm going to start with the offshore industry. We really have the greatest opportunity for a more predictable future for the offshore oil and gas industry. When you look at the way the previous administration, the Biden administration, really at every turn tried to make it hard to do everything from moving vessels to getting permits for offshore activity. You know, just because administrations change in Washington it's not a switch. Things don't revert back or improve overnight. You have to unwind right. some of that. And so we're working, but I believe clearly with the Trump administration now in place that we can see a much more predictable, which leads to optimistic future for the offshore industry. LNG, you know, we had the Biden LNG pause. That is gone. You're seeing the permitting of new LNG activity. That is a huge benefit to Louisiana. Literally, for every inch of the coast. And then I think onshore, look, natural gas production in North Louisiana is extremely important. When I talk about that severance tax piece, look, you look at some of these new deals like the Hyundai announcement made earlier this week, the Meta data center in North Louisiana. Those are projects that will require power. They're going to require natural gas as a fuel source. So, you know, we clearly see opportunity. We've seen some announcements already here in this young second Trump term. But clearly, I think things are improving. But we have to do our part from a state and local perspective to be able to provide the workforce needed, the infrastructure needed to fully, I think, maximize the benefits that could lie ahead.
You know, I often coined a phrase, you have to have the ability to receive, right? Whether it's these positive things happening at the federal level, state level, or otherwise. And sometimes that's the most difficult part. When you think about the workforce development, we've been talking about this for decades. And in some respects, we're ready. And in other respects, not so much.
Yeah, look, some of the most enjoyable days for me are visiting with our community technical college system campuses, you know, whether it's Fletcher or Delgado or Nunez or River Parishes, because you can see, you know, you have men and women often, you know, not right out of college, but maybe looking at a second or a new, you know, a career change, walking into those campuses because they know that if they spend the time in getting ready for a job in the energy industry, that they will walk out and change the course in many ways of their families for generations to come, because that's how clear the impacts of the jobs are. And so we have to have those basic building blocks in place to make sure that we can educate and train the workforce we need. Because when we do it, there are opportunities that they can start to realize fairly quickly.
No doubt, for sure. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday. We really appreciate your time, your insight. This report is just phenomenal. I mean, the numbers are staggering. And I think, you know, our listening audience appreciates the fact that you're sharing this with us, and we gain a better understanding of the economic impact of this industry. And we have to manage it and massage it and take care of it, because if not, we lose it. And we can't afford to do that. And we got to have it grow as well.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me, Noel. It's always great to visit with you.
Thank you, sir. That's Tommy Fauché, President, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.